Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take the fascinating material you bring us, pull out the key insights, and, well, help you get up to speed fast. Okay, so let's unpack this one. You've brought us some really interesting stuff today for our deep dive. It's all centered around personal finance, specifically mortgage pre-approval and negotiation. And the real focus, right from the source material, is how mortgage pre-approval shapes negotiating power. Now, that's where it gets interesting straight away, because you have to ask, how does something like, you know, getting pre-approved actually give you real leverage?
Yeah, what's fascinating, I think, is the premise itself. It really pushes back against that common idea that negotiation is just about the price, right? Instead, it's making the case that your actual standing as a buyer, which is what mortgage pre-approval points to, can be, well, a surprisingly powerful tool. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it, for anyone making a big purchase, how does preparing before you even start fundamentally change, you know, the whole game?
Exactly. And that title, How Mortgage Pre-Approval Shapes Negotiating Power, it's not just descriptive. It feels like the core argument we're digging into here. It suggests pre-approval isn't just like ticking a box. It's positioned as a strategic asset, something that completely changes your position. The source almost calls it a secret weapon, not through force, but through just being undeniably ready.
That framing is quite insightful. It suggests power isn't always about what you ask for, but maybe more about what you represent. The material really hammers home that if you're pre-approved, you're not just some potential buyer off the street, you're a qualified buyer. And that difference, as the title highlights, is what really shifts things. It's all about how the seller perceives risk and reliability.
Okay, so to really get that leverage, the material digs into something crucial first. What is pre-approval, really? And how is it different from just being, you know, pre-qualified? Because I think that tricks people up sometimes.
Right. That's a really vital distinction the source makes clear. Pre-qualified, that's usually based on a pretty quick look. Mostly information you give the lender. It's more of an estimate, kind of a ballpark figure.
Okay.
But pre-approval, that's a much deeper dive. It usually means a full credit check, the lender verifying your income, your assets, debts, the whole picture. They've basically committed, conditionally, to lending you a specific amount. That makes you genuinely qualified, that serious vetting. That's the backbone giving real assurance.
Ah, I see. So it's that level of thoroughness, that kind of green light backed by the bank, that makes your offer carry totally different weight. The material suggests this translates directly into a powerful signal for the seller. So how does that verified capability actually make your offer look better, maybe even better than a slightly higher offer from someone less prepared?
Well, it boils down to a couple of things for the seller. Risk and efficiency. Our source points out, I think, three key ways this works. First, an offer from someone pre-approved massively cuts down the seller's perceived risk. They know your financing is likely solid. The deal falling through because of funding, much less probable. Just imagine a seller looking at two identical offers price-wise. One's pre-approved, one's not. The pre-approved one just feels safer, more reliable. Even if the other offer was, say, slightly higher, that certainty of closing can be huge.
That makes totally sense. Reliability, certainty.
Yep.
Yeah, that can definitely outweigh a few extra dollars, especially if a seller just wants the deal done smoothly. And the source really emphasizes how pre-approval lets you build a stronger offer beyond just that reliability aspect, doesn't it? Like, how does it enable you to maybe waive certain conditions like the financing contingency?
Absolutely. And that's the second major point the material makes. A financing contingency, you know, it lets the buyer walk away if their loan falls through. Standard stuff protects the buyer.
Sure.
But for the seller, it's another hurdle, another point of uncertainty, potential delay. With pre-approval, especially if it's solid, the material says you often can make an offer without that financing contingency. You're essentially saying, look, my money is sorted. You don't need to worry about this part. In a hot market, or for a seller who really values speed and simplicity, that non-contingent offer, it can look almost as good as cash. It removes a big what if, shows real confidence.
Wow, yeah, that's a direct tactical advantage. Gives the buyer a serious edge. And it's not just about how the seller sees it, is it? The material also mentions the psychological side for the buyer themselves. What does knowing you've got that green light do for your own mindset going into negotiations?
Right, and this is the third piece, often kind of overlooked.
Yeah.
The psychological boost. When you know you're pre-approved, you walk into that negotiation knowing your budget, knowing what you can actually afford. No second guessing, no, oh gosh, will the loan actually come through? Anxiety hanging over you. Mm-hmm. That confidence, it comes across. You can make firm offers, you know your limits, you negotiate from strength, not, you know, desperation. It helps stop you getting carried away and overplaying, and just gives you that peace of mind that your financial side is solid. It's not a question mark.
So wrapping this up then, what does it all mean for you, the listener? We dove into this specific idea of how mortgage pre-approval shapes negotiating power. We saw how it signals you're financially ready, lets you make stronger, maybe less contingent offers, and even boosts your own confidence. But the core idea here feels bigger than just mortgages.
Exactly. If we pull back and look at the bigger picture of this whole exploration prompted by your source material, it raises a really interesting question for you to think about. Where else in your life, maybe totally outside of buying a house or big financial deals, where else might having your own version of pre-approval, you know, doing your homework, being thoroughly prepared, understanding your own capabilities and limits, where might that give you a surprising, powerful edge when you're negotiating for what you want? Something to consider.